Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 this zone. Titans with a 9-6 win in Jacksonville. And Mike Keith, 3 weeks in, the Titans are in first place in the AFC South.
Sounds pretty good.
It does. What was all this Duval talk down there? Like, their Twitter handle is Duval.
Yeah, they changed their Twitter name.
That was something that started late last season, as I understand it. That became their battle cry. Of course, Duval is the name of the county where Jacksonville is.
I just thought they were big fans of Robert Duval.
Well, that's it. Yeah. That's what they were talking about. David Duval. They play up here on December 6th that put up people named Duval on the screen.
I know one game doesn't have anything to do with the other, but why do the Titans seem to have the Jags number?
I don't really know. I don't know what it is about just the overall style of play. And it's funny because you find this more in basketball.
Yeah.
You have certain teams that just play a style that confounds the other team. And how the games have generally gone is the Titans get out to a lead and then can continue to play their game. If Jacksonville goes ahead in that game 7-0 right off the bat, it's a real problem. Then that's going to be a long, long day for the Titans, more than likely, because suddenly they can tee off and just keep coming. Yeah, their defense is fantastic, but they're not very big, and they're up the field, and so you can run it right at them. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to gain 800 yards, but 35 carries for 150 yards, over 4 yards a carry. And you're able to stay with it. I mean, the second half, the Titans' offense was actually quite impressive. They had 163 yards of total offense and kept the ball for 19 and a half minutes, which is exactly what they needed to do to be able to win the game. I just think it's been a style of play. And I also, I mean, they're clearly not scared of them either. That's the other part, is they're certainly not afraid. They don't mind that kind of game and really haven't, in the last 3 years, certainly.
Voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, with us on 3HL every Monday at 5:15.
Mike, Marcus comes in as a backup for the first time, did that for the first time since high school. And there are people that are likening that to when Steve McNair came in. As a backup back in, was it 2000?
It was 2000 at Pittsburgh.
Yeah. What's your take on that?
Not exactly the same, mm-hmm. but I get the gist. And I think Steve McNair would have liked that performance. I think he would have liked the running. I think he would have liked the guts. I think he would have liked a guy sort of coming in that situation and playing up to the level of the competition, which was... And what I really liked about Mariota is he was competing. You know, he was competing for every yard. He wasn't sliding, which I think we all wish he would do sometimes. But in that ball game, he knew every yard counted. He was fighting for every blade of grass. He made no mistakes. If we don't drop a couple passes for him, Don, his stats actually probably look pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, he did a really super job overall of just giving the team energy. And that was what McNair used to do in those situations, whether he was the starter or whether he came in at Pittsburgh. That was a McNairian type of performance. It was blood and guts and getting after it when you're not at your best and your team has to have it in a division game. So I think it was very similar.
It's interesting, Mike, for a team to have a special season, and any time the Titans have, and you're the best guy I know at just remembering things over time and players and moments, but you look at some of the names that you called yesterday, LaShawn Sims, Dane Cruikshank, Austin Johnson,
mm-hmm.
unique contributions from everybody that suits up on Sunday, And son of a gun, man, the last couple of weeks, you've said a lot of people's names at very key times in these games.
That's a really good point. I mean, you know, last week it was Blaine Gabbert, and it was Tyler Maritz, and, you know, people who were getting those chances. And then Cruikshank again this week. Jayon Brown probably plays his best game. Woodyard and Casey are there again. I think Morgan and Arakpo showed up more in the pass rush than they have, as both of them start to get healthy and, you know, more in game condition, because they've been back practicing and are sort of going through the routine. So you're right. I mean, a lot of names of people who have stepped forward. And the good news is some more names are going to get a chance to take part. A Kendrick Lewis in the secondary and on special teams, excited about having the chance to get him back. Obviously, Jack Conklin in the offensive line. A more healthy Mariota. Rashawn Evans got 18 snaps yesterday and showed up some. Harold Landry continuing to get into the rotation more and more. So, you know, it's what's nice about this situation is I think there's a chance we may look back on this start and talk about how huge these wins were if we see this team in November and December and they're a better club than they are right now, which I think they will be.
You think Logan Woodside, if something happens and it doesn't look like Blaine Gabbert would be able to clear the concussion protocol? I mean, I looked through the list of, you know, usual suspects who would be out there on the street as a free agent quarterback. What do you think, gut feeling, the route would be if Gabbert takes the concussion test and the Titans get word from medical personnel, hey, he probably needs to sit a week?
I think you're looking for a veteran.
Yeah.
And I think you have enough roster flexibility where you can do that, where you can go get that veteran player at this point, because you're in a position that that player might have to win a ball game.
Sure.
So I don't think you want to hand that over to a rookie who doesn't have very much experience overall. That's the tendency in the NFL that we've seen over the years, is that you go get that veteran presence because of all the terminology. And remember, Logan really hasn't run our offense at all since he got here.
Sure.
He's playing scout team. Right. He runs drills. He takes snaps. But, I mean, he doesn't get reps in any large degree to run the offense. Maybe a little bit, but not very much.
Well, two of those guys who are available, one would be Tom Savage, the other would be T.J. Yates, that I saw on the list, actually, that the 49ers 24/7 site put out. Pat O'Hara, who's on the Titans offensive staff, was with the Texans last year. Certainly Vrabel would have some familiarity with those guys from trying to stop them in practice every day. Those are a couple of names that kind of stand out to me. Maybe Matt Moore, who's the former Dolphin. He's a gritty guy that's won some games in the league.
Yeah, that's more of what you're looking for. Can you call the plays?
Right.
You know, talk about running the huddle, calling the plays. Can you run 2 minute? Can you pick up a blitz? Those sorts of things. I mean, that's if it's a long-term answer, you've got an issue anyway. You know, that's what you're dealing with. But if it's for a short term, then that guy might be able to pull you through.
Yeah, and either way, it's a roster spot, whether you call a guy up from the practice squad or sign a guy.
Right, and the Titans, you know, the Titans, and this is something we saw that John Robinson did with his first roster. There are some spots where obviously he has some flexibility that you're not going to necessarily cost yourself a player that you can't get back or things of that sort. I don't see a Jack Doyle or a LeGarrette Blount, you know, in that. Mm-hmm. So you want to have that sort of flexibility overall.
It's amazing. This game against the Eagles has turned into one of the marquee games nationally in the NFL.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
You know, and I hope people are going to turn out and support this football team, because they've earned it the last 2 weeks with the effort that they've given. And this is a big game. Philadelphia travels well nationally. And the Titan fans need to show up and be ready to go from the start to make sure that we don't hear any of that Eagles talk. That would be a goal, because I think this ball club's earned your respect. I think you're 2-1 when the prognosticators say you ought to be 0-3, and maybe you should be 0-3, but they're not. And it says a lot about them at this moment. If they could get out of September 3-1, I don't know that folks realize just how big that is.
Voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, always good at putting things into perspective for us on Mondays. We appreciate you, Mike.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, sir. Voice of the Titans, we call him the Vought.